Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about primary activity from chapter 5. Before start this chapter, you have to know what is economic activity. You know, economic activity is a set of actions that produce, trade, sell, or distribute goods or services with the involvement of monetary transactions. You know, at present in the world, there is basically 5 types of economic activity are exist. First one is primary activity. Second one is secondary activity. Third is tertiary activity. Fourth, quaternary activity. And last one is quinary activity. So before start this chapter, I have to say the basic terminologies of these 5 types of economic activity. You know, the primary activity means the primary sector of the economy extract or harvest products from the earth, such as raw materials and basic foods. You know, activities associated with primary economic activity, including agriculture work, mining, forestry, grazing, hunting, and food gathering. You know, secondary activities are those activities which involve the manufacturing of finished goods by processing the raw materials that are found in nature from the primary sector. You know, tertiary activity means the service sectors. Basically, all the services, that is called tertiary activity. Quaternary activity involves a high level of skill and development. And quinary activity is the topmost economic activity exist in the society. For an example, scientists, lawmakers, bureaucrats who are engaged in the top level of innovations and thinking orders, that is called quaternary and quinary activity. You know, quinary activity is specifically the high level of order of thinking. Basically, for an example, the bureaucrats, the lawmakers, scientists at the top level. These are called quinary activity, engagement of economic activity. You know, the worker engaged in primary activities are called red collar people. The workers engaged in secondary activities are called blue collar people. The worker engaged in tertiary activities are called white collar people. The worker engaged in quaternary sector of activity are called pink collar people. And the workers engaged in quinary sector of economic activities are called gold collar people. So today I have discussed about the primary economic activity. You know, the primary activity, basically already I am saying you, that deals with the different sectors like agriculture, mining, hunting, food gathering, etc. So that is why, for the chapter benefit, I have to say first one, the hunting and food gathering and the important facts. In the earliest, human beings depend on their immediate environment for their subsistence. You know, for their livelihood, basically, that time, the primitive societies, humans are used animal husbandry and hunting and food gathering specifically. Some important facts are in this. The gathering of food is practiced in the region with harsh climatic conditions. Earliest humans depend on natural for survival. They sustained on the edible plants and the animals which were found in their vicinity. It's still practiced among groups who depend on them, food, clothes and shelter, basically from tribal communities. You know, they are used primitive tools of stones, twigs or arrows. So the number of animals killed was limited, though some have got extinct. Hunting are the oldest economic activity. Keep in mind on that term, hunting are the oldest economic activity. Now the gathering is practiced in the zone of high latitudes, which include northern Canada, northern Eurasia, and southern Chile coast. And second one location is low latitude zones like Amazon basins, tropical Africa, northern fringe of Australia, and the interior part of Southeast Asia, basically the tribal regions. You know, in modern times, some gathering in market is oriented. That means nowadays the gathering is followed by the market-oriented olive. Gatherers collect valuable plants and after simple processing sell this into the market. They use different parts of the plants, for example, bark of the tree for making quinine, tannin extract and cork. Leaves are used to produce beverage, drug, cosmetics, fiber, etc. Nuts are used for food and oil. Tree trunks provide rubber, gums, resins, etc. You know, important term from here, chewing gum is made from the milky juice of Japota tree, and when its flavor is gone, it's called as chicle. Many times in board examinations, this term is already came, that is called, what is chicle? You know, chewing gum is made from milky juice of from where? Japota tree, and when it is flavored, is totally gone. That means after chewing it, when the flavor is totally vanished from the chewing gum, is called chicle. You know, this is total the food gathering. Now I'm telling you about the pastoralism. What is that? You know, pastoralism is a form of animal husbandry historically by nomadic people who moved with their herds. The species involved into various herding livestock, including cattle, camels, goats, yaks, reindeers, horse, sheep, etc. You know, after realizing that hunting and food gathering is unsuitable in the long term, people started with the domestications of animals from in this region or various parts of the world. So when pastoralism came, when humans thought that food gathering and hunting is injurious to their society, that is why they are starting domestication of animals. You know, depending on geographical factors and technological development, animal rearing today is practiced either at subsistence level or commercial level. It is therefore of two types basically. That means pastoralisms are two types. This is very important, so listen very carefully. First one is nomadic herding or nomadic pastoralisms, and second one is commercial livestock rearing. So I have to discuss about both of the things. First one is nomadic herding. You know, nomadic herding or pastoral nomadism is a primitive subsistence activity in which the herders rely on animals for food, cloth, shelter, tools and transport. Understood? That means nomadic herding or pastoralism belongs to nomads. You know, the area of practice are, it is a core region that extracts from the Atlantic shore of northern Africa eastward across the Arabian Peninsula into the Mongolia and the central China. You know, tundra region of Eurasia, small areas of southwest Africa and Madagascar also practice nomadic herding. You know, in this nomadic herding, the movement of herders with the change of seasons from plain to mountains in the summers and from mountain to plain in the winter is known as transhuman. So transhuman is an important term in this chapter. So who are the transhuman? When the herders, with the change of seasons, they change their places. That means during summer they move from plain to mountain, and during winter they move from mountain to plains. That is called transhumans. In India, there is lots of examples like Gujjar, Gaddis, Barkawalas, Bhotias of Himalaya. You know, their number of areas are sinking nowadays due to imposition of political boundaries and new settlement plans by governments. So this is total nomadic herding. Now second one is commercial livestock rearing. You know, unlike the nomadic herding, commercial livestock rearing is more organized and capital intensive. You know, commercial means only the business purpose. In this, commercial livestock ranching is essentially associated with Western culture and practiced or practiced in the developed countries are permanent ranchers. That means commercial livestock rearing available in the developed countries. You know, to regulate grazing, ranches are divided into parcels and fringe. Number of animals depend on their carrying capacity in this kind of ranching. You know, highly specialized activity, only one type of animal is kept. For example, sheep, cattle, horses, goats. You know, products like meat, wool, hides are processed and packed scientifically, and then it is exported to various regional countries. You know, rearing is done scientifically with the special emphasis on breeding, genetic improvement of the particular animals, and healthcare infrastructure. The important places where commercial livestock rearing happens, that is New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, Uruguay, United States of America, are the important countries where commercial livestock is practiced. So this is total nomadic herding and commercial rearing, the difference. Nomadic is totally tribal and backward region with the traditional tools and methods are used, whereas commercial livestock rearing, modern tools and techniques are used for commercial purpose. We already know the term about transhuman, chicle, these all things. So you all need to study properly the pastoralism, nomadic herding and commercial livestock rearing or ranching.